This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Charles is with us. Charles in Ohio, USA Prepares instructor. A couple more images I'd like to just give you the description of. So, here's one with a utility truck. You know, one of those white trucks with the boom that comes for this, when there's a power outage. And it says, today, the electric company responded to a power outage in our neighborhood with three diesel-powered trucks. Another one is a lineup of cars in a parking lot, and these vehicles are backed in where they're being charged. And it says, you know, they're all hooked up to these chargers. And it says, coal-powered electric cars. Helping liberals pretend they are solving a make-believe crisis. So those are the images. Those are the captions. And the bottom line is electricity really comes mostly from natural gas, oil, coal, and then there's some nuclear, and then there's some wind power turbines, which don't last, you know, typically more than 15 years. And then there's solar panels, which last about 25 years. And then there's hydroelectric power, which can last a long time, but it's really expensive to build it, you know, kind of like Niagara Falls and Hoover Dam. Charles, any comments about any of that?
Absolutely. You bring up an excellent point, and it even relates back to what you were saying about modifying your boiler. Internal combustion and combustion itself is a process where you're, just as an example, your engine doesn't care. It will burn propane, butane, alcohol, oil. It will burn it. It's just up to you to feed it to the device correctly. But to what you're saying, I understand that usually the way I phrase stuff, it's easy for me to confuse people, but I don't want to confuse. I'd like to try and clear up that what I'm talking about is overcapacity, which is what you, your point and how we generate our power is going to be the same for a long time. It's going to be with hydrocarbon fuels mostly, and that brings up the point of hydrogen, but maybe we'll touch on that in a second. But the thing is that the problems we have with waste and the inability of the electric grid to handle all this power is the point of generation and overcapacity. See, when we have the fuel system and the grid system power delivery we've built it up to supply the United States with power. Well, guess what? That takes an overcapacity is what we have. And just to illustrate, it's like someone who needs a 600 horsepower diesel engine to move their freight and using it to go back and forth to the grocery store. They're going to waste a lot of fuel. And that's what happens with our power grid. Our power grid has the capacity to power most of the United States, but we don't need it powered 24 hours a day. It's the demand that is the expensive part, and that's the part they want to charge us for. So our government is pulling its hair out. Well, they've already made up their mind, but trying to look to a solution to this, and their solution is to regulate what we do and when we do it. Whereas the solution, because the government, any solution that comes, there's one thing that has to be in that solution. It has to be revenue collection for the federal government and governments around the world and to maintain power. They can't give us a solution that would let us, like Vince is doing, save a little oil and make your own gas at home. That doesn't work. We can't use that. And that's when all of this situation comes up, and I want to tell people that I want to tell people things that can be done. I don't want to tell them how to do it because these are dangerous. But for individuals to do it, it brings up another point that Vince was at. You're going to end up with soot in your motor, and it's not going to run far, especially if you're a novice and you don't know what you're doing. I've gotten several patents from the U.S. Patent Office from the 20s, 30s, and all throughout history where people convert their internal combustion engine to run on a standard engine to run on different oils. And it's not only that, it's oils and alcohols and with water added because like I say, it's always an evolution. People saw that each fuel has its advantages in different situations. So they knew and they would tailor the fuel mixture for the demand. And it's like you were saying that different alcohols and oils will leave a soot deposit in the engine. Well, if you know how to add water, and then when you add water, you can't pour water in. You add water that's been vaporized or turned to steam. It'll keep your engine clean. So, I mean, these things are available. You know, there's so many things that we have solutions for about the hydrogen. Hydrogen and hydrogen fuel cells are great, and someday they may give us an honest version, but the way to do a hydrogen economy is hydrogen demanded on demand from tap water. And one person who did that and did it well was Stanley Myers, who was a consultant for NASA and had a string of patents. But now, he died back in the early 80s or before. But now you look on there and it'll say he was a charlatan. He demonstrated that driving from Columbus, Ohio to California and showed it to news. And he spoke with even the British government powering their naval vessels with his system. But that system they knew it wouldn't work for them. It wouldn't let them collect because it wouldn't be long before people figured out, well, what do we need them and all this oil infrastructure and all these taxes for? And see, they knew when they built the highway system for the U.S. that they were going to fund it with oil, and they never stopped. Any tax they implement, like they decide they're going to build a turnpike system for you, and they say it'll be paid off in 20 years. Well, guess what? In 20 years, we got to repave it, so we're going to continue it. And then another 20 years, we're going to need some more, or it's not even an argument anymore. We're going to renew these taxes because you got to pay these taxes. So, I mean, under any circumstances, it's like they say, how they decided to pay for the Civil War was to tax alcohol. And alcohol was something that anybody could generate, and early cars could have been powered off of gasoline or alcohol. But guess what? The government was getting so much money, and Rockefeller had got so much money, they knew which one they wanted to tax into oblivion, and they knew which one they wanted the federal government to raid people for producing their cells. It's independence. This is a single nation with a single idea, and participation is mandatory. We can't have independent thinkers out there going down their own path and not paying taxes to the system is a lot of what we end up with here. And especially when you got Congress and legislators that can be swayed easily with large donations from wealthy individuals.
I have a comment. You're talking about overcapacity. And here's a perfect example class that I think I can describe on the radio. So overcapacity is having capacity to handle the extreme situations. Okay? So you have to build more capacity than you would normally use, but you'll have enough for when things get above normal conditions. Now, here's an example of that. So in telephone communications systems, like telephones, think about landlines, the good old days of the landlines. This is a good example. There's something called 5% blocking. And telephone networks were designed for 5% blocking. And it was believed that 5% blocking was acceptable. Now, what is 5% blocking? Well, that means under normal circumstances, all the telephone calls are going to go through. You pick up the handset, you get a dial tone, you dial the number, and the call goes through. That's normal circumstances. But Christmas comes along, Easter comes along, and pretty much everybody's picking up the phone to call, you know, their in-laws and their outlaws, okay, to say hello, Merry Christmas, Happy Easter. The problem is that the telephone network can't sustain all of that extra traffic. So what happens is you get a message that says, all circuits are busy. And that's what happened. All circuits were busy. So that is the design of the system so that they could build an economical system that will handle 95% of the load, well, 95% of the time. Everything's good. But in these extremes, it would be cost prohibitive to build a system that would handle Christmas calling traffic or Easter calling traffic. So the telephone company said, you know what? You're just going to have to put up with it. You'll have to call back later, try later. And it works just great. Okay. And that's what Charles is talking about. Now, under normal circumstances, roads are built for the right amount of traffic until, you know, you have a holiday. And then everybody decides, hey, let's go on vacation. And they all hit the road at the same time. Then you have traffic jams. And then people say, what's with this? You know, all this, what happened? That's blocking. It's designed to do that. So if you don't want to be blocked, don't do what people do in the normal course of their stupidity. Don't go shopping when everybody else is going shopping. Don't go on vacation when everybody else is going on vacation. If you work and you have a choice whether you can work Christmas or other holidays instead of, you know, when everybody else is working. I used to love to work on the holidays that everybody else took off because nobody was there. It was just me. And I could get a lot of work done because it was just me. Nobody bothering me and interrupting me. That's how I did it. And it worked great. So that's an example of blocking. And here's something to think about. So Aesop said we hang petty thieves. We hang petty thieves and we appoint the great thieves to political power. I'm paraphrasing. But that's what happens. People who have minor infractions, you know, go to jail. People who have major infractions get political.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, during the break, I went out to check on the chickens, and the hens are clucking, the roosters are crowing. It kind of sounds like a barnyard here. Well, it is a barnyard. Charles, I had a couple lessons I was hoping to be able to teach, and if it's okay with you, I want to talk about changing compressor oil, air compressor oil. And what I've noticed, Mercedes has joined me, so if you hear some thumping and banging, that's one of our shepherds in the studio with me. Doing what shepherds do. I don't think she realizes we're on the air at the moment. But compressor oil, air compressor oil. I've done a lot of research on it, and if you look, you'll see that Campbell Husfeld has some, and you can get, you know, like a small bottle, maybe a whole quart, for around $20, which seems like a lot of money to me. It's almost like it's some kind of special oil for compressors. Well, it is special oil. It used to be that the air compressor manufacturers would say, put in some 10W-40. Like that's what Sears would say with their old compressors back in the 70s. Well, it wasn't the right choice. The best choice would be non-detergent 30-weight oil. And the reason is, class, that internal combustion engines, which are very similar in many respects to a piston oil bath air compressor, They're very similar, except that the air compressor does not use fuel. So it doesn't have the soot and the carbon deposits in the cylinder walls, the piston rings, the cylinder head, etc. So you don't need the detergents to scrub away those deposits. You just need lubricity and some cooling additives. So non-detergent 30, which I refer to as ND, as in non-detergent 30, SAE 30, conventional oil, is what I'm using in our compressors. But I got to tell you, I haven't seen anybody in my entire life change the oil in their air compressor. Charles, any comments?
No, bring up excellent points. That there's a video. Well, there's some information online where a gentleman took a compressor engine and turned it into an internal combustion engine using JB Weld and common parts. So, yeah, they are similar technologies, like you were saying, technologies. They branch off from known ideas. People look at it and say, well, I can alter that. I can change that. Yeah, straight weight 30 is excellent.
Yeah, and non-detergent class. And so, you know, I'm looking at the Internet right now. So a bottle of Quincy, Q-U-I-N-C-Y, which is an air compressor manufacturer, an old one, a good quality name, Quincy compressor, 30 weight oil, 1 quart, $19.99. Now you can get STP's brand for about at AutoZone for around $4 a quart, maybe $5. So you can save, 75%. So Ingersoll Rand has their own brand of compressor oil, and they're a little more proud of theirs. I see it's available from about $21 to $37 for a full quart. Can you imagine? So what I'm saying is, if you get a brand of non-detergent 30 oil, 30 weight, it'll probably be fine. I prefer to use 40 weight in the older compressors. I can't find it. I can't find a non-detergent 40 weight oil. Okay, so how often should you change your compressor oil? I don't know, but you should, because there are moving parts, steel on steel, steel on cast iron, aluminum, a lot of parts in there that are moving, and they do wear. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy some ceramic magnets that are barrel-shaped that would be, let's say, an eighth of an inch in diameter, maybe an inch long. I'm going to drill a hole in the drain plug of the compressor that will hold this magnet, and I will epoxy it in there with some JB Weld, and I'll have a magnet to pick up some of these steel particles, because I haven't seen a compressor yet that has an oil filter, and I haven't seen one yet that has a magnetic drain plug. Maybe they do, I just haven't seen one. So that's what I'm going to do. A couple more lessons from the book. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Responding to President Biden's attack on Republicans last week, President Trump held a rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania over the weekend.
The danger to democracy comes from the radical left, not from the right. This November, we're going to stand up to this rising tyranny of sickness, lawlessness, and death, and we are going to take back our country. We're going to take it back.
38-year-old Cleota Abstin has been charged with kidnapping and the disappearance of Tennessee heiress Eliza Fletcher. Police say they have video of the abduction, and he is not cooperating as Eliza remains missing. Two people have died in a blaze that burned through the Northern California town of Weed near Mount Shasta. About 1,000 people were still under evacuation orders on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
She retired in May, was suspended for 3 days by the school in April of 2021, and received a formal written reprimand that same month for addressing a biological female student by the student's birth name. The workforce in America has become stronger than ever.
On this Labor Day weekend, are workers more empowered than ever? Employment expert Jim McCoy says the quiet quitting trend, the push for better pay and conditions at work, isn't going anywhere.
Despite a very slight uptick, we're at an all-time low in unemployment, and there are certain sectors, tech in particular, healthcare, where unemployment rates are below 1%. So the reality is employees have a lot of power to be able to determine how they want to work and where they want to work.
From the Gulf Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Today is Labor Day and Bob Newhart's birthday. Bob on Conan from 2006.
Usually when I go into a town, people say, you sure look like him. But now I get, I voted for you.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Something. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my when you go to the feet for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Charles is in front of the classroom today, and I got an email from Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia. She said that in Scotland, a can of Spam, which is everything but the squeal, is 35 pounds sterling. Translate that to USD, US dollars, 40. $40 for a can of Spam, and the trash workers are on strike. They can't make a go of it being paid what they're being paid, so they are on strike. Trash is piling up, and people are doing what people do, and they're burning their trash in their yards. Now, think about this. I can't stand people who burn tires, and I can't stand people who burn rubber and plastic products. It pollutes the air beyond belief. So what would the trash be? Would it be bags that bread comes in? Would it be bottles that food-type things come in, like soda, food, that's a stretch food, beverages come in? Would it be bags that are plasticized and on the inside? Is that what trash would be? Of course. That's what it is. So, and then there's, you know, rotting food. So you put all that together. You get the boxes of recycled stuff, whatever that is. The Chinese boxes that they put their the products that they want to get rid of. Like for example, some products that were packed in plywood from China. And the plywood, they didn't have enough wood. So they took shavings, metal shavings from machining products, and they mixed that in with the plywood core to get rid of their trash, and they sent it over here. So we throw it away. So there's all kind of, I don't want to burn in our wood stove anything that comes from China. No Chinese wood, no Chinese paper. I don't know what's in it. So I don't know what to do with it. So when we do have it, which is rare, I send it on off to the Trashmore, you know, one of those mountains that are popping up all over the United States. Trashmores, you know, where companies will haul your trash and bury it on what was public land. They'll charge for it, and then they'll leave after they've done all the damage, you know, excavating, polluting the aquifers, you know, that kind of stuff. So today is Labor Day, and it's one of those days. It's a national holiday, and this is the day when all of those federal workers and government workers get a chance to take a break from what they normally do, is not work very hard. So taking a break from not working very hard, that's today. That's what's happening here in the United States and in Canada. Charles, any comments?
Well, you bring up about Mount Trashmore. That's a technology that's been developed by the Chinese, and you know, we work on it here too. But it's they sell us products that and packaging that ends up usually in our trash, and we pay them for it. Then we pay them to take it away, and then they sell it back to us in some form.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, Charles, I've got another thing. That have you ever worked on a trailer where you've put a new wooden deck on a steel-framed trailer? You know, put new planks or new boards on it, or have you ever built a deck? You know, an outside deck where we've put these long boards and tried to get them nailed down to the substrate or the framing. Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, I have a trick. It's a tip from the book. And so you know that if you take a 2x4 and you're going to the lumber yard and you buy them, you want to sort through every single one so you can get them straight, right? You don't want boards that are crooked, that are bent, that are warped, have wane. You want straight boards, right?
Yes.
Okay, me too. So our son and I went to Menards probably couple months ago, and it's fairly safe because it's outdoors. They have that a sheltered lumber yard out back there, and there's nobody there, and you pay for it online if you don't want to go in the store, and then you go with your truck and you select the boards, and on the way out you show them that you paid for it, and they count and, you know, see how many you've got and if it's the right boards, and off you go. Well, so we sort through every single one and we try to get the most straight ones, and my son and I and Mrs. Finelli, we're all working on this hay wagon built in 1941, made by a company called Electric Wheel. Well, the wood was pretty much shot. It has a metal frame. We took it down to the metal frame. Mrs. Finelli, cleaned it up with a wire brush, and primed it with Rust-Oleum Rusty Metal Primer, and then painted it John Deere green, and it looks fabulous. Okay, well, so the next thing is we need to put a new deck on it, and it's 7 feet wide, 14 feet long. And so we use some rough sawn oak, and we cut the cross pieces, and we're all ready for the decking. We put those 14-foot long 2x10s on it, and wouldn't you know it, it looked like I measured it wrong. It looked like there was an inch and a half, it's an inch and a half too wide. I know I measured it right. So it should have been absolutely perfect. Well, what happened was the boards, as they started to dry out, started to lose their shape. So they weren't perfectly straight anymore. They started to bend in every direction. And I had them lying flat so they would dry, and it wasn't my fault. It's just that's what wood does. So we put it on the trailer last night. I thought, this, it's hanging off the edge an inch and a half because it's now too wide. And that's because some of the boards are cupped inwards, outwards, you know, left, right. And they're bowed. Bow means like a bow and arrow, you know, how the bow is curved. It's like that. So there was gaps. And with the gaps in these boards, the boards got wider. So I was thinking about what's the best way to straighten this out? And I figured it out. I'd never done this, but it worked. So what we did was we nailed the first board along the length of the trailer. So going from front to back, we nailed one in. It's perfectly square. And then we placed all the other boards in, and it was hanging an inch and a half off the edge. So we took some of those ratchet straps. You've seen them all over. Sometimes they're lying in the road. And they're typically orange from Harbor Freight, and they are for tying down a load on your pickup truck or your trailer. So I took four of those, wrapped them around the boards so that we could pull them horizontally, one board against the next, against the next, against the next, so the entire 7 foot wide assembly of or array of boards were all being pulled together against the first board, which was secured to the trailer cross pieces. And you know what? It worked. So I left it overnight, and after the broadcast, which are probably in about 20 minutes, I'm going to go out there and secure those boards to the cross pieces, the oak cross pieces. So what I wanted to say is that's how you do it. And that is a lesson that I just added to the book. So that's how you straighten out boards. And you can do it for your deck, you know, if you're putting a deck outside. You can do it for a trailer. Now, of course, you do want to leave a little bit of room so that water can go between the boards and dry out. That way it won't rust. And what you do there for spacing is you use a nail or a bunch of nails. You might take every 18 inches, take an 8-penny or a 10-penny or a 12-penny nail and just set it between the boards for a spacer. And then you pull the nails out. You don't drive the nails into anything. It's just to space the board so you have a little bit of space for water to drip through and not rot, so the boards can dry out and not rot. Any thought? Did I explain that, Charles, so you could understand it, or do I need to do a better job?
No, you did very good. When you ratchet them together to draw them into position, do you weight them across the top or draw a board down on them to keep them from pop them?
That's a really good point. And the answer is yes. So, you know, we're doing this in the barn, and the barn has a concrete floor. So we had some tires on wheels. So what we did was we put one tire in the front corner of the board that was not attached, and one tire on the board in the rear corner, so that it wouldn't jump up. You're absolutely positively right. And that's what we did.
Did you coat it for? Did you have to do surface preparation for longevity, or you have that on a? I know, knowing you, you probably have some kind of maintenance schedule on it.
Well, here's my thought. I've never done this on purpose, but we did it by happenstance. So we were pulling a vehicle that had. A guy was driving along, and he had an internal failure on his vehicle. boom, the engine blew, and a part of the engine went right through, a moving part of the engine went right through the cast iron part of the engine, and oil started spraying out. So we picked up the vehicle with our car hauler trailer to bring it back here to replace the engine. And on the way back, it dripped, dripped, dripped oil, probably about, I don't know, quarter of a cup of oil on our trailer, which has a wooden deck. So it's a steel frame trailer. It's designed for car hauling. It has, you know, ramps, and it has everything you need to haul a car. And it dripped oil on the wood. And I noticed that after it rained, the water would bead up on this oil drip area and not on the other area. I thought, you know what? That's what I need to do. So some of that used oil that I have that's not, you know, a diesel soot oil that's just brownish, you know, or tan from a gasoline engine, I'm going to take that oil and I'm going to paint the rest of that wooden deck. So as a preservative. So I did some research and I looked it up, and, you know, people would say, oh, what's the matter with you? Not me, but, you know, talking to other people on forums. What's the matter with you? Just go buy, you know, Thompson's Water Seal or some other brand of water seal. Just do that. I mean, that's what everybody else says. Go ahead. But then a few people said, you know what? Just putting engine oil, used engine oil, on the wood deck is fabulous, and it really works. Now, I imagine it's a little more slippery. So, I'm pretty sure it is. But it really works well based on my, you know, a few months of looking at this one spot on the center of the trailer that seems to be lasting better than the rest of it. So that's what I'm going to do. So when I get these boards all nailed on, oil is going to go on the wood. And I think that's going to fix it. Now, it's going to change the color. It's going to change it from kind of a greenish copper sulfate color of pressure-treated wood to it's going to turn it to a light brown or a dark tan. And that's okay with me. I'm happy with that. What's wrong with that? Any comments?
Absolutely. There's so many things that we do that we have been convinced and advertised and brainwashed that this is your solution and that's all that's available. And they purposely want us to forget these economical ways of doing things.
Yeah, and how much is it? It would cost over probably $100 for, you know, water seal. You know, Thompson's or something like that. And it's free with...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Charles is with us. As a standard disclaimer, don't believe anything that you hear, see, or read in the media, including here at USA Prepares. Please do your own research and make up your mind. And just because I do something, you know, I do things that are dangerous. I really do. But I am an entrepreneur, and entrepreneurs are absolutely terrified of making mistakes. I don't care what anybody says to the contrary. It's not true. Entrepreneurs do not want to make mistakes because they're expensive. Now, some entrepreneurs use other people's money. They don't seem to care too much. I don't do that. I use my own money, my family's money, and I don't want to make any mistakes because some of it's my money and some of it's not my money. Some of it's Mrs. Finelli's and some of it's our children. So I don't want to make mistakes regarding other people's money. So I am really careful at what I do, but I do dangerous things with a scientific understanding of what I'm doing and what the risks are. I mean, I wear safety goggles, I wear gloves, I wear leather, heavy gloves for, you know, when I weld, I wear goggles. I mean, I do the right things, but it's still dangerous, okay? Farming is probably one of the most dangerous occupations that exists on the planet. So I wanted to talk for just a minute. Another lesson in the book is gauges. So air pressure gauges. Just because it says 40 or 60 or 100 doesn't mean it's right. It doesn't. So I bought this used compressor and the gauge was broken. It was, you know, banged up. Somebody just wasn't careful enough with it, and it was a U.S. gauge manufactured gauge. It was, the company's called U.S. Gauge. Top of the line, best you can get in the world. But somebody was careless and broke the darn thing, so I had to get a replacement. I bought a Chinese one off eBay, and it read 110 pounds, and it wasn't right. It was off by 15 pounds. That's like 10% off. Got another one on eBay, read 125 pounds, and it rattled apart within a minute. So two gauges, no good. Now, would you buy a thermometer you know, a fever thermometer, an oral thermometer that, you know, said guaranteed accuracy plus or minus 10%. Would you do that? Or plus or minus 5%? I mean, that's the difference between 98.6 and, you know, 10 degrees more. 10 degrees more, you'd be dead. 10 degrees less, you'd probably be dead. So what I'm saying is the Chinese seem to have an ability to make things that are just terrible, substandard, inaccurate. So what I did, and it's they seem to appear on eBay. So what I ended up doing is getting one from Menards because I figure Menards is the closest thing to Sears that I can find. Sears Roebuck and Company. They actually have people there who are in the buying department, the buyers for the things that they resell, and they actually look for quality items. And I don't think they sell intentionally. I don't think Menards sells trash. I don't think they sell second-rate stuff hoping to take your money and then, you know, take advantage of you because they know you won't come back and buy more. So I got a gauge at Menards, and you know what? It's made in China. They all are. If you're going to be hard-pressed to find an air pressure gauge that's not made in China. You know what? It's right on the money. It reads 125 pounds. And it didn't vibrate apart. And I used it for five whole minutes so far. So the point is there's a lot of junk out there, and you can't necessarily depend on what it says. Charles, any comments?
Oh, you make an excellent point. And the thing is, with your gauges, you know, if you happen to have, and you know, you can obtain them secondhand, you can get a gauge with a mirrored surface that is a transferable standard, and you can put it on a manifold. And what you do is take some of these cheaper gauges. In a situation like you're talking about where there is a bit vibration, you might just get an oil-filled gauge because they're dampened. And you can also get a small thumbscrew device that will remove the pointer. And that way you use your standard, you put it up, you run your pressure up to the operating range that you're looking at, and then you you put your pointer back on your gauge to indicate correctly at the pressure you're working with. So you know that it is calibrated for the application. So, you know, you might lose some accuracy at the bottom and the top of the scale, but when you're working a range, you calibrate it for the range you're working at.
Yep. I'm looking at a picture, and it has the Romans building a road, and it has the, you know, the courses of the road, the layers of the road. It has the curb. It has the crown in the middle. Absolutely magnificent. And it says, without a single degree, they built roads that have lasted an eternity. And then below that, there's a picture of a pothole road, and it says, and then the engineers arrived. Absolutely, positively correct. The engineers have arrived, and we have nothing but lousy roads. Now, cobblestone roads, they're kind of rough to ride on, no question about it. But they lasted an eternity, or close to it. Charles, thank you so much for being with us today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.